Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve and better than I expected.
That's good. Better is always good. So let's talk about this stuff. You did a little satirical sort of article about this, but at the same time, all of the best humor is always based on true fact.
Actually, yeah. And this is satire because I can't say that I'm quoting progressives or cultural Marxists, but I've read enough of their theory and their stuff that I think it's a pretty reasonable interpretation of how a conversation like this might go.
Yeah.
And the purpose is to clarify how the other side thinks about issues. Now, I'm not talking about useful idiots, as they call them, which is somebody that they just get to go along, but who isn't really committed, if you know what, if you understand. The hardcore activists are who I'm talking about. That's who most of them would be in this conversation. And it started out because I was talking to a friend of mine in Australia, and you know, I said, well, they don't want people to be armed in schools. I said, even if they are military veterans or retired police officers. And he said, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would they not allow that? And so we discussed things, and in the course of that discussion, I thought, I should put this down in a way that's easily understandable. And so that's why this hypothetical conversation was put into an article. And it's satire because I am not getting it directly from the other side. It's a composite of a bunch of different things that I've read over the years. But I think it accurately portrays the theory of the other side, like in Rules for Radicals and in a lot of the Marxist theory that's out there and the way they look at things. Yeah, another good book to try to understand them is Vision of the Anointed by Thomas Sowell, or A Conflict of Visions by the same author. So here's how I set it up. There is this sort of a newcomer to the progressive movement, Naive, and he posits a question to an old man, progressive. And he says, I'm concerned about Trump talking about allowing teachers with police and military experience to be armed to protect schools. Should we get ahead of this by adopting it as our policy and then requiring them to be highly regulated? Then they could be part of the government and on our side. And the old hand progressive answers, well, that sounds plausible. It's not politically correct. Remember, the issue is never the issue. The issue is always the revolution. You have to look long term. The idea of allowing armed teachers to defend schools works against us in many important ways. It undermines our hard fought for creation of gun free school zones. Even the Supreme Court has ruled with us there. We've managed to extend gun free zones to 1,000 feet from the boundary of every school. It makes the carrying of guns illegitimate in nearly every city in the nation. We are building from that base to extend gun-free zones to parks, daycare centers, public buildings. It's way too important a goal to undermine with a policy that allows non-police to be armed in schools. Can you understand the terrible danger to impressionable minds when students know their role models are carrying guns to defend them? It subverts the important principle that defense through the use of force is not legitimate. If we are to disarm the people, they must be convinced that using force is never the answer. Only the government can be trusted with armed force. Using force in self-defense creates the illusion some people's lives are more valuable than others. More guns is always the wrong answer. Only the government has the wisdom to know who should be protected and who should not be protected. What if one of these school protectors got lucky and stopped a school shooting? We already have problems with that. I can tell you, confidentially, there have been one or two bizarre cases. They're appropriately downgraded and ignored by most of the media most of the time. But if many schools had armed protectors, the examples would be harder and harder to suppress. The rubes are notoriously gullible. What if there was a video of an old armed white guy stopping a school shooter? It could destroy decades of progress. Consider the message it sends about the military and police. We've made gains in showing how police and military veterans are not to be trusted. This undercuts that important goal. The current military and police are notorious bastions of toxic masculinity and racism. Retired military and police are much worse. To allow them to carry weapons shows they are trusted in an unequivocal way. It sends exactly the wrong message. Retired military and police tend to be old white men. They cannot be trusted to be politically correct. Retired police and military are the last people we should allow to be armed. Mass murder in schools is one of the strongest points we have to push to increase gun safety by disarming the people. The emotions are strong. The optics are great. If we allow the NRA to win on this front, it'll be immeasurably harder to pass sensible gun safety laws. To obtain a progressive government, we have to break a few eggs. The lives of a few mostly white school children are minuscule compared to the hundreds of thousands of lives we'll save by disarming the population. In a sense, the whole planet is at stake. If progressive values are undercut, billions will die from climate change. Only strong, centrally managed world government can manage climate change in an effective way. The toxic masculinity of the United States stands in the way of saving the planet. The Second Amendment is a manifestation of that toxic masculinity. From a long-term view, a few pampered, white, first world children are a small price to pay for saving the planet. And that's the way I see that progressive, leftist, or cultural Marxists look at the issue. A few lives today are a small price to pay for obtaining leftist power. Once they're in power, everyone, they think, will become much better off, even if they have to kill a few million people in the process.
Yeah. As you were doing that, I read a book one time about a guy. It was a fictional book. I can't remember who wrote it, but he did a he did modeling, and it was sort of like human interactive AI, which sounds just like what you just did. And yeah, there are a lot of credence to that. I can see where that happens. We're getting ready to go to the first break. This article is ripped straight off of the page at amaland.com, where Dean has. Do you have 2,400 articles now?
Yes,
2,400. You must be
2,400 and working on 25.
There you go, almost 2,500 articles, making him the biggest writer there, which he's the biggest writer on the biggest website of his type. Go check them out at amaland.com. You'll find Dean there prevalently. When we get back, we're going to talk about Orwellian phrases. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
All right, welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten, and interestingly enough, you followed up that article with one concerning discussions they're having in Tennessee about arming teachers and some of the phrasing they use for this. Tell me about this.
Well, that phrase, arming teacher, is being used as an Orwellian phrase,
right,
to mean the opposite of what it actually means. Arming teachers has standard meanings. It's to provide teachers with arms board forced teachers to carry arms. Arming teachers puts teachers in a passive role with someone else arming them. It's, in Tennessee, it's being used to oppose a mild gun law reform bill that has a lot of support, but there's some very concentrated opposition that's fueled by a media that likes what the opposition is doing and wants to stop any possibility of teachers being able to defend themselves and the children in their care. So I've seen this phrase used quite a bit over the years whenever legislators look to reduce the restrictions on the ability of teachers to arm themselves, voluntary teachers, to protect themselves and the children under their care. So this is what they've done. It's a causality reversal. When they say the legislature is looking is to arming teachers, what they're really talking about is the legislature removing restrictions that prevent teachers from arming themselves. It's not the same thing at all. It's exactly the opposite. We didn't used to have restrictions on teachers being armed. For the first couple hundred years, well, it's 150 of the U.S. existence, there were no restrictions on teachers being armed. But schools tended to be local affairs controlled by parents. And because the parents controlled the schools, the local school board could insist that a teacher either be armed or not armed. And when there were threats to the students, they often expected the teacher to be armed and even to be able to coordinate defenses against attacks on the school. It's only really recently, from about mostly after 1900, when the schools became more and more centralized. And they became centralized in a couple of different ways. One, as cities got big, it became possible to have a lot of students that could walk to a city school, and you could have a pretty good-sized school. And that school had more, less control by the parents and more control by the school administration. At the same time, we were getting, progressives were creating their philosophy, which is a straight-up leftist philosophy, and trending toward totalitarian. And they saw teachers under the control of the government as a way to change the way people thought about things. And so there was a concentrated effort to get teachers under the control of various governments, either the state level or particularly by the federal level is what they want. And the way that they did this was to offer money. We'll give money to a state or a school, but it comes with various hooks. Now, that money didn't usually contain restrictions on teachers carrying weapons until pretty late. I think it was about 1990 that bills on the funding of teachers. Remember, that's after we created, after the government created under Jimmy Carter, the Department of Education. And the Department of Education then put this idea of centralized control of teachers into overdrive. But let's get back to the Tennessee law. The Tennessee law takes away a little bit of the restrictions. There's 34 states, roughly two-thirds of the states in the union, that allow teachers to be armed now. And some of them have restrictions. Quite a few do. There's about eight that have very little restrictions. Of those eight, some of them require permission from the school administration. Tennessee is an outlier. It's one of the very few states that just don't have any ability for teachers to be armed. Even if the school wants to arm them, they're not allowed to arm them by allow them to be armed by state law. So what this law that's being proposed in Tennessee, it's a very mild reform to bring Tennessee into line with the majority of other states in the union, which haven't had any problems with armed teachers, or at least the problems are minuscule, extremely small. The worst that I can think of in something like 15 years of experience or more is that one teacher in a bathroom in Utah allowed her gun to slip out of a holster and hit the floor and go off. Didn't hurt anybody. She got some time off, but she didn't lose her job. And I think she had to go under a little bit more training in how to handle the gun. Now, this also happens with police on occasion. But as far as I can tell, there's never been a single student injured with an arm that has been carried by a teacher in a regular high school or grade school in the United States. It just doesn't happen. And there's good reason for this. And that is that the people who have concealed carry permits tend to be very, very safety conscious. They have less problems with firearms than police do. And we're not talking about, you know, they have 10% less. They're like 8 or 9 or 10 times less problems with somebody who has a concealed carry permit than a police officer on the average. And police are pretty good. They're much safer than the general public. So you've got the requirements for teachers to be able to carry in schools are usually put on by the administration. Sometimes it's a state-level law. In Tennessee, the requirements are these. First, they have to get permission from the school. So it's not like the school is telling people you have to be armed. It's there are a few volunteers are asking the school that they can be armed so they can protect themselves and their children, the children under their charge.
Let me get you to hold up right there. Coming up on the next break, this also is at amaland.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten about the Orwellian phrase they're trying to use to is actually more normal than you think. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
USA News Update. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to rise. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. President Biden said he's willing to debate Donald Trump before the November presidential election. He made the statement Friday during an interview with radio host Howard Stern.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. I'm happy to debate him.
Trump, who declined to participate in the Republican primary debates, stated on social media he's ready to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. King Charles is set to resume public duties next week after publicly disclosing his cancer diagnosis in February. Buckingham Palace announced that the 75-year-old royal and his wife Camilla will visit a cancer treatment center on Tuesday to meet with patients and medical staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about Tennessee, which now I'm presuming this is in response to what happened with the Covenant School. They've decided to look at this and maybe adopt this because of that.
Well, it's very weird because it's almost the opposite. They've been trying to adopt this before the Covenant School shooting, and when they tried to adopt this now, parents or people who have been associated with the Covenant School shooting, not that many of them, but some, are saying, no, you shouldn't arm teachers. You should let the schools be helpless. The only way to solve this is to get rid of guns. Kind of sound familiar with what we just talked about?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
I mean, so it's really bizarre because what they're saying is, guns are not effective in protecting people. But we have hundreds of years of experience showing that they're very effective. So, in order to get for a volunteer to be able to carry a firearm concealed in school, the volunteer teacher has to get permission from the school. Then they have to obtain permission from a law enforcement agency. They have to obtain a concealed carry permit. Now, to get a concealed carry permit, you have to undergo a background check. Then they have to undergo a separate background check. Then they have to complete 40 hours of extra instruction, which is huge, and it's a lot more than a police officer usually gets in basic training for firearms. And then they have to undergo a psychological evaluation. And most police officers don't undergo psychological evaluation. So you're putting these teachers who want to be able to protect themselves and their children through a far more stringent process than the police officers, like school resource officers, are put through in order to be at school and protect them. It's really a very, very mild reform of the Tennessee law. So what we have is, it is the bill in Tennessee. It passed the Senate 26-5. Then it was sent to the House. I suspected it was going to be killed because the House Speaker put it on hold. And that's often an indicator they're just going to let it die. But that didn't happen. They actually brought it up for a vote, and it passed 75-23. Well, let's see. Now, that was the first vote. There was a later vote where it passed 68-28, so they lost a few votes. That's still way more than two-thirds. And it will be sent to Governor Bill Lee for his signature. Now, it hasn't been sent yet. There's some administrative processes that have to be accomplished. It has to be engrossed, which I believe is formally printed in a form that everybody agrees was the original bill. Then it has to be signed by both speakers from the House and the Senate, certifying that it's the original bill that was passed, and they certify that that is correct, and then they send it to the governor. Once he gets it, which hasn't happened yet as far as I can tell, he will have 10 days to either sign the bill, veto the bill, or allow the bill to take effect without his signature. And that 10-day period in Tennessee, it excludes Sundays. Sundays are not included. So Governor Lee could veto this bill if he wanted to. Or he could let it just become law without his signature. Or he could sign it. He's been pretty cagey on saying, well, he kind of likes the idea, but he has to see the particulars. So I don't know for sure what he will do. But since this law passed with virtually veto-proof margins, I think there's a real good chance that he will sign it. The other side of this is the media in Tennessee, at least the old dominant media, is almost universally opposed to this bill. And I think it's for exactly the reasons that we touched on in the earlier article about why leftists and progressives don't want teachers to be able to protect themselves and their charges. It works against their agenda. It has nothing to do with protecting students, other than they think that only government agents should be allowed to be armed. So we will find out in about the next 10 days whether or not the bill gets signed by Governor Lee. And then Tennessee will join something like 34 other states, maybe a couple more by now, that allow teachers, after a long and difficult process, to be able to carry concealed weapons in their schools to protect themselves and their students. Now, remember, all these teachers have to have a concealed temperament already. So they're trusted to carry firearms on the street, in a school, in a supermarket. They're trusted in all these places.
Right.
But for some reason, they're suddenly not trustworthy in their own school with their own kids. I mean, it makes no sense, but it makes perfect sense from a leftist point of view if you say, well, they're just ordinary people. They can't be trusted with anything. We have to tell all those ordinary people what to do and how to think. And I think that's where the opposition really comes from.
Right. Fighting the cough right now. So I hope I stifled most of that. You know, interestingly enough, is I know South Carolina does not allow armed teachers. And I'm wondering if Florida doesn't allow armed teachers as well. And they do have the Guardian program, though.
Right. And that's, you know, you can become a guardian as a teacher in Florida. It's one of those that there are a number of restrictions on it.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of like Tennessee is trying to get now, in a way. I think, except there's maybe funding for it in Florida. I think North Carolina has a program.
I don't know about North Carolina. South Carolina does not. I live in South Carolina. North Carolina.
No, South Carolina.
Sorry. South Carolina is working on permitless carry now. I hope they get it.
Yes, they are. And, you know, we have there's a push on it because it already passed the House, I think.
Yep.
And so it passed one place anyhow. And so this is an opportunity for it to go. Paul Vallone is the major coordinator of activism in North Carolina.
Yep.
For this bill and for others. And he's a brilliant guy. I've met him, talked to him quite a bit. And if anybody can push it through, Paul can do it. So if it doesn't happen, it's not for a lack of a serious effort. And, of course, people in North Carolina can get to Paul Bone's website. Let's see.
Grassroots North Carolina, GRN.
Yeah, Grassroots North Carolina. And he's brilliant. And they can contribute to help things go. And I don't mean necessarily by money. Money's always appreciated. But by time, sending an email, signing a petition, those things are more effective than a lot of people realize.
Right.
Especially at the state level. So North Carolina, I think, has a shot. Nate, if it doesn't happen this year, I think it's plausible to happen next year.
We're about to run out of time. Right here, we got one more break coming up. This article also at amalan.com, where Dean has nearly 2,500 others just like it, or various things that he does cover. Amalan.com, like I said, a huge repository of articles that still are poignant today. They still mean something today, especially the Bear database, which we're going to tickle that one more time this week before we go away. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last time on the firing line, on the investusa.org microphone, this is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. And we talked about this a little bit earlier this week, but the article has now come out. And this is there's an article out on the efficacy of firearms in bear attacks. And this is by, Tom Smith. Or it's an interview with Tom Smith by Wes Seiler in Outside Online. What did you discover from this? What did you see?
Okay, so that was something I actually I'm going to take some credit because I think I had some influence on Wes Seiler in convincing him that firearms were effective in defense against bears. And one of his early articles he wrote and ridiculed me. And said, well, that's insane. The research shows just the opposite. Well, I got a hold of him, and I said, no, it really doesn't. And he had a situation where he had a Saul on the way to Damascus moment, and he realized that I was probably right. And so then he interviewed Tom Smith. Now, the problem with doing a study on the efficacy of firearms as defense against bears is how do you collect the data? And that problem is generally called selection bias. And that is, you can make a study turn out the way you want it to by selecting what data you use in the study. That doesn't have to be a conscious decision. There can be several factors that create a situation of selection bias. Now, if we were going to do it absolutely properly, we'd get a large number of volunteers. We'd randomly select half of them. We'd give half of them a defensive weapon of some kind, say bear spray. And then we'd put them out in situations where they would be attacked by bears randomly, so it wouldn't be better for one group than the other. And then we would figure out what happened afterwards. Now, you can see why that's not very practical for a number of reasons. People don't want to be attacked by bears. And even if they've got a defensive weapon, they don't want to be attacked by bears. So what we are left with is what's called a natural experiment. And that is where you collect data on people who have already been attacked by bears or who have used your defensive weaponry. And then you try to figure out whether it was effective or not. But you can see there's a very significant natural selection bias there. If somebody is, with their selection of defensive weapons, very successful, not much happens. You spray the bear or shoot at it, the bear runs away, nobody's hurt, you don't have to report it to anybody. And it doesn't gain any media attention. So the vast majority of successful uses of bear deterrents are not reported. So in the most famous of the firearms and bear studies. This is efficacy of firearms for bear deterrence in Alaska, 1883 to 2009. Tom Smith is the primary author, along with Stephen Herrero, a famous bear researcher. And Tom Smith is a well-known bear researcher as well. And when Wes Seiler was interviewing him, and I have to say, Wes did a fantastic job in this interview. It's probably, I think, the best interview of Tom Smith I've seen anywhere. He did a really good job. And when he's talking to Tom Smith makes this, what I would call, an admission. He says, the point, and I'm quoting, the point of efficacy in firearms wasn't to arrive at a conclusion on whether or not firearms work, but rather to analyze the reasons why they didn't. Poor aim, no time to use them, jam, etc., elaborates Smith. So when you're looking for ways in which firearms do not work, you're going to tend to find more ways they don't work. And Tom Smith Herrero, when they're talking in the about the limitations of that study, they make this statement. Therefore, even, and this is in the study, Efficacy of Firearms, therefore, even if more incidents had been made available through the Alaskan DLP database, we anticipate that these would have contributed few, if any, additional human injuries. Second, according, including more DLP records, would have increased the number of bears killed by firearms. Finally, additional records would have likely improved firearm success rates from those reported here, but to what extent is unknown. What you can see there is that when Tom Smith and Stephen Herrero did the study, they were looking very hard to include all instances where humans were injured. It's a huge selection bias. And they didn't really care that much if they excluded successful uses of firearms. Now, I'm not saying that they did this, you know, consciously to make firearms look bad, although it kind of seems that way when Tom Smith says, well, we weren't really trying to figure out if firearms would work or not. We were trying to find out ways they fail. And as I said, this is not necessarily conscious. It can be very much subconscious. It depends on what your mindset is. Tom Smith loves bears. From Tom Smith. You can take an entire wilderness with no bears, and right, there's just something fundamentally different about it. We love these animals. They're wonderful. Well, if you have somebody who loves bears, who's doing a study to try to show that firearms don't work, well, there's kind of a bias there to start with. He's also, Tom Smith, an ardent bear spray proponent. This was published by an official group, the Interagency Grizzly Bear Committee, of which Smith has been a contributor. These are his peers. This isn't just some random person talking about him. These are his bear researching peers. Smith is an ardent advocate of using bear spray over firearms. Well, if you're an advocate for bear spray, that's very likely you'll bias your judgment about how good firearms are. There's this another bias science in the scientific community. It's called confirmation bias. And here's the definition. Confirmation bias. People's tendency to process information by looking for or interpreting information that is consistent with their existing beliefs. Well, if you believe bear spray is better, it has a good chance of influencing how you do your study. Now, to compare this to what I and my colleagues have done in studying whether handguns, and we've looked specifically at handguns versus all firearms, the efficacy of handguns, we didn't start with an assumption of how effective handguns were. In fact, we were looking, kind of like Smith, for cases where handguns failed to stop an attack. And that sounds kind of similar to what Tom Smith wrote, but a big difference was, to guard against selection bias, we decided to include all cases in which a handgun was fired in defense against a bear. And this eliminated subjective bias as to whether a handgun in a backpack or a cabin, which was never fired, constituted a failure of the handgun. So failure to draw and use a handgun or to draw and use bear spray is a user failure, not a weapon system failure. It can be addressed with training, practice, technique. So what we did is we used a criteria similar to what Smith and Herrero did in their study of efficacy of deterrent spray in Alaska. There's only a couple of papers. There aren't that many papers about firearms or bear spray.
We're going to have
only a couple of papers.
We'll have to pick that up next week because we have run out of time. Wall to wall, we have gone, and the bear thing, always is always going to be very interesting for me. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. And when you dig into the details of these studies, they don't look near as good as they've been sold.
No. Absolutely not. This one right here, this is like they're making it up as they go. Be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.